Now Dave Wonstadt is on the line. Dave, thank you for joining us today. Good morning to you. How you doing?
I am doing great. Good morning to you, everybody in Pittsburgh.
Dave, you are doing Fox Sports again, and we're very excited about that. And so I'm sure today is a very exciting day for you, what with college football and the NFL coming back.
It is, yes. I'll be watching, you know, all those games as usual, and I'll be doing a Big Ten TV show tomorrow. So I got a lot to talk about, and I always manage to get Pitt in the conversation when I'm talking on these TV shows and talking college football. So I'm kind of excited. You know, I was up there. I saw Doran in the spring and Pat, and I saw a practice down there at the field. Coach Narduzzi was so nice, and all the coaches were, and the staff. And I was very impressed. I really was. I was anxious to see your quarterback. I wanted to see him up close because I'd seen him play on TV, and boy, he was more impressive in person than what I expected. So I think you keep him healthy, I think I'm excited about the year.
Coach, speaking of quarterbacks, this is a big year for college quarterbacks. There's at least 10 quarterbacks that could possibly go in the first and second round. So we know that the Steelers here are going to be drafted a quarterback in 2026. We believe that. We 100% almost believe that. Drew Aller, quarterback at Penn State. What do you think that he's capable of this year? And do you think he should be a viable option when the Steelers are on the clock in 2026 to draft him to be the next franchise quarterback?
Well, he'll be a high draft pick, you know, and obviously he's had crazy success there. We know about his success. We don't need to talk about that. But I think it comes down to, you know, in today's world with quarterbacks, there's some real different opinions. I mean, you've got some coordinators and head coaches and general managers that are looking for the athlete type of quarterback that can do some things within their scheme. And then there's still the traditional drop back and throw it. So, you know, I'm not sure exactly where Mike's at, Tomlin, on that, you know, what he's looking for. Do I think that Drew Aller will be a top pick? Sure he will be, because they're going to win a lot of games. And he's got a good supporting cast, and the guy's a winner. I mean, he really helped himself, I think, by staying another year and not going. But, you know, whether it's the Steelers or not, it's all a matter of what they're looking for in a quarterback, and does he fit that mold.
Dave Wonstadt joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. How about the game to kick things off on Fox on Saturday? You got Texas in the horseshoe taking on Ohio State, and Arch Manning getting his first taste of real big boy ball. What do you think he is capable of, and how do you expect that to go, his first big-time start?
Well, I'd like to just be in that quarterback meeting this week, because I know Sark, you know, the head coach there pretty well. But he's going to have his uncles Eli in there. He's going to have Peyton in there. He's probably going to have his grandpa in there with him. You know, so it's going to be hilarious. They're all going to have opinions. I feel bad for the kid. You know, I mean, if you really think about it, you know, he's going to have about six different quarterbacks who have played at a high level, relatives of his, family members, coaching him up. So, you know, and then he's got to go to Ohio State on the road. So it'll be interesting to see, because this will be a whole different deal now that the spotlight's on you. And Ohio State, you know, they got the Julian Sayin kid. You know, he was the number one quarterback coming out of high school 2 years ago. He was Nick Saban's last recruit. And then when Saban retired a week later, he ended up going to Ohio State. He didn't play much at all last year. And, so he's technically a redshirt freshman. In fact, he is a redshirt freshman. And they graduate four of the five offensive linemen. I mean, you know, Ohio State graduated a ton of people. So how he handles that will be interesting, too. It's amazing. You're right. You made a good point. How many new quarterbacks, whether they be transfers or freshmen, that are starting in college football this year?
Coach, what's one thing that a 41-year-old quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, we know he's going to be a Hall of Famer. We know that he can still throw the football. We know he still hasn't lost the mindset in his the smarts of playing football. But what's one thing that he has to do this year in order to have a successful season with the Steelers at 41 years old?
Well, I think if he plays like he did last year, he's going to have a successful season. I mean, that was a mess up there, unfortunately, for him at the Jets, you know, with the coaches and the coordinators. And he came into New York last year, and he was supposed to be the savior, you know, and there was so much pressure on him, so much going on, in my opinion, that I don't know if he really had, you know, a fair chance. And the defense with the Steelers is going to help him. The running game, I mean, the commitment to the running game is going to be critical, you know, and I know Warren's there. He's a good player. I really like Caleb Johnson. I mean, God, out of Iowa, I think he's a player. And because when you look at his best years at Green Bay, when he was winning Super Bowls and MVP, Aaron Jones, who was his running back, who's with the Vikings now, Green Bay was in the top five in running the football, okay? And that's what set up, you know, the play action passes and so forth and so on. So I think, you know, the Steelers, with a commitment to the running game, I mean a serious commitment to the running game, that is a priority if you want to get the best out of Aaron Rodgers, because history has proven that. And, you know, so I'm excited for him. I mean, I've been a fan of his all along. I think the guy is really talented. I think the guy's a great leader. He's got the history, and he's going to make plays in every game that give Pittsburgh a chance to win. And you know, the good thing about him, you always talk about quarterbacks that separates them. If your team's down by 10 points and you got 6-7 minutes to go in the game, do you have a guy at quarterback that you are confident can get on and score twice and win the game? And I think Aaron Rodgers is that guy.
So to that end, in Fox Football Analyst, a familiar name around here, obviously, Dave Wannstedt joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. They haven't been competitive in a playoff game in 8 years, Dave. Do you think this is the year that they could win, dare I say, a playoff game?
Well, I don't know. I mean, hell, the worst thing that they could do is start worrying about, you know, the playoff right now. You know, and I was doing a thing yesterday with some guys from Buffalo, and they're asking me the same question. I said, better slow down. I said, you know, right now this is not the NBA. Everybody wants to just get to the playoffs and then see what happens. I mean, you got to win week one versus the Jets. You know, you got to win enough games and keep your focus on the season. Fans don't do that. The media doesn't do that. I get all that. But, you know, as a head coach and as a football team, and as the players on that team, you know, if that's your focus, you know, you're going to get caught up. The competition is too darn, you guys know that. The competition's too darn good during the NFL, during the season in the NFL, that someone's going to, every week, you can get beat. So I would not get ahead of myself as far as worrying about the playoffs right now. That's just my opinion.
Coach, last week I was sitting on my couch, I put my feet up, and I was like, I'm going to check out this Netflix documentary, America's Team, The Gambler and His Cowboys. and I did not expect to see you have as many cameos as you did. I mean, it was fantastic. If you've watched The Last Dance with the Chicago Bulls, and I'm sure that you've seen it, it ranks right up there. This was unbelievable from, you know, the ins and outs of Jerry Jones. And you know, I was a little kid whenever the Cowboys and you and the Cowboys were on your run in the 90s, but everybody knew about the Cowboys. I had an Emmitt Smith jersey. I had a Michael Irvin jersey. I had an Aikman jersey. Everybody loved the Cowboys. Was that one of the best, like, eye-opening experiences of your coaching career, of coaching, you know, for the, what, second time with Jimmy Johnson? You coached with him with the, you know, Miami Hurricanes, but in the NFL with Jimmy Johnson and Jerry Jones and, you know, how he was, you know, in front of all the things that he did. Like, was that one of the most, you know, biggest experiences you've had in your coaching career?
It was wild. That's all I'm saying. If you watch a little bit of that Netflix things, you know, it made me flashbacks to when we were at Miami with the convicts and the Catholics. You know, we had the same type of characters up there, and there was so much that that I talked about and Jimmy talked about. Jerry had the final say-so on what was going to be in there, obviously. So he scratched a lot of my stories and a lot of Jimmy's stories, you know, for whatever reason. But Jimmy and I talked about it a couple times since it's come out and just kind of laughing about it. But, no, we had some great players, and we were young. And you know what's crazy is I'm just talking about the Steelers. Now, think about this. So we beat the Eagles, okay, at home, and now we're going to go play San Francisco for the NFC Championship. And Troy Aikman, we were all in the locker room, and Troy turned to somebody. We were the youngest team in the NFL, and Troy actually said something in a roundabout way, do you mean if we beat San Francisco, we're going to go to the Super Bowl? I mean, that's kind of – we were just kind of playing – we were coaching ball and just trying to make sure our best players got off the bus, as we say. And, Charles Haley, he threatened to kick my butt the first meeting I was in. I jumped him. First day he was here, we signed him on a Tuesday, and he comes in on a Wednesday. And back then, you know, I'm meeting with the whole defense, and you had to put it on the whiteboard by hand back then. There wasn't all this computerized stuff that they have nowadays. So I'm putting in the game plan. We're going to open up on Sunday night against Washington, who just won the Super Bowl. Okay, this is a huge, huge game for us. And Charles is horsing around. I tell him, that, hey, keep it, Charles, get your notepad out. He looked at me, you know, and then I yell at him again, and we get into it in the meeting. So the meeting's over, and he comes up to me and closes the door. There's nobody in there. I'm erasing the board, and he looks at me and says, and now I'm 6'4", but Charles is bigger than I am. So I'm kind of looking up to him, if you can believe that. And he says, Coach, you are lucky that I've matured, or I would kick your blanky blank right now. And I look at my watch and I said, Charles, I am glad you matured too. We're going to be on the field in 10 minutes. Let's go. Wait. And I open the door, and Jimmy's standing outside the door like a kid at Christmas. We just made this trade for Charles Haley, and we came to the conclusion that we needed help with pass rush. So Jimmy's standing outside waiting, and everybody comes out. The door comes open. Charles goes storming past him. I come walking out. He says, how'd it go, Dave? I says, Coach, it went fantastic. And I just kept walking. You know, I didn't tell him that he threatened to kick my, you know what, until after the season was over. But, there's 1,000 stories. So it was a great run, though, for us. You know, to be the worst team in football and then 4 years later to be the best team in football was kind of a great experience, obviously. It was a lot of fun, a lot of crazy times. Yep.
Well, it's funny the story you told, because my next question was going to be, I mean, how do you manage all those personalities, or is it just roll the ball out there? I mean, it sounds like a little bit of both.
Make sure, we used to say, get up, you know, but yeah, you know what our philosophy was, and it was really Jimmy's, and Doran's probably heard me say this, you know, let's get some players that do things that we don't have to coach. And when we were at Miami, we had some characters now, you know, I mean, you guys know that, you know, the army fatigues and the combat. I mean, oh boy, it was every week. It was like Dallas. Okay. And we've talked about that. Do we want this player or we want this player? And we said, we want players like Doran Dickerson. Okay. That are going to come in here and are just going to do things because of his instincts and his smarts and his athletic ability that we don't have to coach every step of the way. And so along with that comes some characters like Doran. So that's all part of it, you know.
Well, Dave,
I knew Doran was well. I knew Doran. I knew you had an Emmitt Smith jersey. You wanted to be a running back. You know, you got to don't know the story. I had I don't know how many. I remember one long meeting with Doran's mother and father, who were fantastic people. And I'm trying to get Doran on the field, and he wants to be a running back. And I don't who we had with LaRod. I don't know who we had that. You know, and so we needed help. We were building from scratch. So Doran was a type of athlete and football player that I really felt he could play three. So I wanted him on defense. I said, put him on defense. He'll make 1,000 tackles. And then they wanted him at tight end, and they wanted him at running back. And then he wanted to play some. He wanted the ball. So I remember we had a heart-to-heart talk with his mom and dad, and you know, I think the end result is what these kids don't get nowadays. In today's world, Doran would have been gone to Florida or yep. USC, wherever he'd have been gone, okay? But his mom and dad encouraged him, stay with it. They had faith in me, had faith in what we were trying to do there, and the rest is history. So I think Doran's story is a great lesson for these young kids nowadays that kid bots around and they don't get a degree and they really, some of them become superstars, but most of them go other places and it doesn't work out like they think. So, that really came to light when you said you had the Emmitt Smith jersey. But anyway, I got a little bit off track here, but I still
want to be a running back.
Oh, I'm sure you do. Yeah. So did Pat Bostic. I don't know. You know what I mean? Everybody.
Dave, you're the best, man. We appreciate you jumping coach. On, and hopefully we'll be able to do this a few more times here in the near future.
I told Doran anytime he needs me to come on, just give me a yell and we'll do it. Okay?
You're the man, coach. Appreciate you.
All right. See you guys. Bye.
He's the best.